Well, here I am back again. You know, I didn't recall, but right in the middle of the tape, the girls apparently were playing with a tape recorder during the New Year's Day Rose Parade, and that's where some of that talk came in. Stephen had gotten a Music Minus One record, which included a harmonica, which is one of the things you hear in the background of the conversation. Craig was playing it, or Stephen was playing it. The talk was a little bit about tennis, because the Smiths had given Catherine half a dozen cans of tennis balls, so that we got quite a, I guess it was four cans, we got a dozen balls out of it that way. And there was some discussion about price, etc., and how we had to bring new balls onto the tennis court. Well, I thought you might have be interested in some of it. A lot of noise of dishes and eating, of course, but it may have been something kind of interesting to hear it. I'm not too far from home now. I'm probably about 18 miles away, and traffic has been very, very bad. I'm running a good 20 minutes later than I normally am at this point. I don't know why. I haven't seen any accidents, although a couple of cars have been off on the side and more stalled for one reason or the other, out of gas or something like that. But traffic is slow. It is moving, and I'll be home at probably 6:15. I'd like to finish up my conversation that I started this morning. Unfortunately, I might mention, I talked for another 15 minutes before I realized that the tape had come to an end, and I think I lost an awful lot of my thoughts, and I'm trying to resurrect them, what I actually had said. My day today wasn't too bad. I think I did some productive work, even though I felt that I was in my depressed state. I was able to push away the work and get some of it done. I felt lousy. I've been surviving on aspirins. I guess the cold is starting to catch up with me a little bit. My throat hurts, and I'm heading home, and hopefully I'll get to bed as soon as I can. The unfortunate part is whenever I want to get to bed early, I have something like reserve, which I have tonight, but maybe I can leave there early and get a halfway decent night's sleep. What I was saying about looking for something else, quite possibly, I'm going to watch it, and when I have an opportunity to do so, possibly go for a real estate license on a part-time basis and do that rather than the newspaper route, which has been lucrative as far as bringing in extra money, which I needed real bad. The way we live, extra money is always needed. The moving into the house did create quite a financial strain. I certainly appreciated the help that you gave me as a result of that phone call. That was only a very small part of it. The having to stay in the motels for that week cost $400 and something. Mr. Smith gave me $100. The moving, not so much the moving, but the fact that we had to put our furniture in storage together with the short move ran a moving bill up to $400+. This really created a problem. I'm just barely now starting to climb up out of the hole. We haven't done anything except pay bills and gotten the bare essentials. But we are coming out of it, and I hope that in another month or so I'll be in much better shape. Maybe we can pull ahead, in fact. I'm having difficulty in bringing my philosophical thoughts to the surface again to relate them to you and talk extemporaneously. In trying to do so, I bring to the fore such items of news that I heard from Herman after Christmas. He mentioned in a little note that you were on your own now, and the doctor had released you from his care. I'm very happy to hear this. Certainly a doctor wouldn't do that unless he felt that you were in pretty good shape. I was very happy to hear that you were hoping to go down and visit Tante Yordis. When do you hope to do this? That sure sounds like a lot of fun. Would Uncle Dick be going down there too, or joining you, or how's he feeling? We sure want you to come down and visit us where we are now. We have the room. The situation will be getting better, and very certainly by the time you come down after you've visited Florida, we'll be in much, much better shape, unless something untoward happens and throws us into a tailspin down the hole again. I must admit I'm having I'm having a terrible time thinking of deep thoughts. I guess I'm getting a little tired. I've had a long day, of course, and it's kind of hard to do any original thinking. Many times I drag myself into a house and Catherine asks me where I've been, what bar have I been in, and I say I haven't. I'm just so tired I can hardly stand up, and I may look like I've been drinking, but I haven't. Although I must admit sometimes I have stopped by and had one cocktail, but normally I don't do that. I haven't got the time to be honest with you. But I sure imagine I look like it, and I'm almost punch drunk when I get home sometimes. When traffic is bad and I've had a tiring day and cold like I have now, the combination is pretty miserable. In thinking over the discussion I had, I can't really call it discussion because it was very one-sided, but the talk that I had, I just have to move over. I got some tailgater riding up my rear end. I was doing 70 and he's coming up right behind me on top of me. These are the kind of guys I like to see a policeman come zipping up on the other side and pulling him over and getting him a ticket, because they are dangerous. Back to my thought. During the day I thought about my conversation, and I guess you'd have to call it a monosyllabic, symbolic. Well, anyway, it's a one-sided talk, and I just was wondering if it doesn't get very boring hearing just one person and no discussion. You don't hear both sides of the thing. But my thoughts were, when I listened back, of course, I thought I was interesting. I thought I had something to say, and maybe the individual's mother will feel that is something to listen to. Certainly we don't get the opportunity to visit personally, which I really miss very much. One of the nice things of having lots of money would be that I could quite frequently get on a plane and within 2 hours be up to Seattle and spend the weekend and come back down again. But when you don't have money, you certainly can't even think of those things. I heard yesterday that Richard Burton and Liz Taylor flew over from London for a funeral, and they arrived yesterday morning, went to the funeral, and then got back on the plane and went back to London again. That's the kind of thing that they can do, but I certainly can't, much as I'd love to do it. I really want to see you, and We all do. We all want to see you. I'm lonely down here. I miss the family life that we used to have in New York, with the get-togethers and the parties with the family. We had the Smiths, but just for instance, at Christmas time, Walter didn't come over because he felt he had a cold, and we couldn't even persuade him to come over for dinner. Well, I know Raymond was the same way, but boy, it's very difficult to accept the fact that here's a situation where we have a new house and Walt still hasn't even seen the place. We lived down in University Park for 2 years and Walt came over only once. Of course, I see Raymond in it all the time. There is a big difference. Walt is a different personality than Ray ever had. Walt is very, very generous. He's very good to the children. He's very good to Catherine and myself. Much more than I really wish he wouldn't do some of the things he does do. But he's a bachelor, and he doesn't date at all, which is disappointing, I think, to me more than it is to him, probably. But that's one of the things. That's life, I guess.